So I'm kind of curious, when you see a patient who you're about to begin a checkpoint inhibitor, such as this patient, in your mind, you know, people always tend to, of course, present patients who do better. They're very important to hear about. But what's the likelihood that this is going to happen to somebody?
Yeah, and I, you know, mentioned this earlier, that if you look at the data, it's really about 1 in 13, you know, to 1 in 15 that responds. So you come into me and you have disease, I'll say that you are more likely to have a response to chemotherapy of some kind. And if you do respond, it's more likely to be shorter lived and have more side effects. But I can give you, you know, immunotherapy, and I, you know, present the data from this gentleman, and some others have had partial responses and improvements in their, you know, overall well-being, their quality of life. But I do tell them, I said, your chance of responding is a lot less than if you received chemotherapy. But if you do respond, you may be lucky enough to get a durable response, a response for a period of time. And the problem we have today is, you know, we were talking about the P16 and the PD-L1 markers. We don't have good biomarkers to help predict response of therapy. So that still remains an issue.
Has PD-L1 been looked at as a marker in head and neck cancer, and is it useful at all?
Yeah, it's so the same thing, you know, as with P16 status, is the people who are PD-L1 positive did somewhat better compared to standard chemotherapy in that CheckMate study, but there are also people who are PD-L1 negative who responded as well. So based on that data, it's not like the pembrolizumab data in lung cancer where you had to be PD-L1 positive in order to get pembrolizumab. It's all comers. They'll, you know, you can get it regardless of your status.
So you mentioned the low likelihood of response. What about stable disease? Do you ever see people who don't progress in 2 years or more?
I have not yet seen someone with stable disease who has not progressed beyond about a year. So I can't say I've seen long durable responses as of yet. So I'm still hoping and still looking, I guess.